Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Balloon Rally returns to Farmington September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. If you can't make it in person, let KSJE take you there with our KSJE On the Road programs on Facebook and YouTube. Each morning, KSJE will be streaming video live from the Mass Ascension launches at Farmington Lake between 7 and 9 a.m. On Friday, September 29th, join us for the Balloon Glow live from San Juan College between 5:30 and 8 p.m. KSJE On the Road, taking you to great community events. And back in Studio A with my guest this morning, the Superintendent of Schools for the Bloomfield School District, Dr. Kim Mizell, is my guest this morning. Dr. Mizell, welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you for being here. I guess we should start off by congratulating the Bloomfield Bobcat football team.
They're undefeated right now.
How about that?
We're hoping to go back to the state championship.
Okay. They're looking really good.
They do look really good. Our defense is pretty impressive. I call them the Blue Crush.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing really well, and our offense is running smooth. So, yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed. We still have a lot of games to play, but
right,
yeah, we're hopeful.
Don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
No.
But still, they're looking good. And, you know, I think when you talk about sports teams, they want to kind of peak at the right time, and
right,
they all seem to be working well together as a team. So all those things are positive things
right,
are going forward. So
yeah, one of our star running backs, he'll be back for homecoming, which is this weekend.
Okay.
And so Jesse Seitzinger, and so he always brings another element to the game, and he's he plays both sides, offense and defense, and he's pretty impressive. So hopefully he's totally healed up. He hurt his knee. So
okay. Well, let's hope so, and wish the rest of the team well and going forward. But good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to get updates here as the season rolls on.
Right.
So the Blue Crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Blue Crush.
All right.
Is what I'm calling it.
Watch out. Okay. There you go. So congrats to them. Other things that are going on. Here we are. Gosh, what are we? Week 6, 7 or so into the school year?
Yeah.
Lost count,
it's
maybe.
It's going by fast.
Right?
It's all, you know, we're coming up on the 40th day. And
right.
That's
an important day for reporting and things, right?
It is, yes. And our student numbers are down. We don't quite know where people have gone. So we're kind of wondering about it, like at our lower grade levels in particular. In the kindergarten, it's way down. So I'm not sure what's happening there.
Gotcha. That's enrollment numbers, of course, mm-hmm, and that's where your funding, a lot of your funding is based on,
right? So that's
right?
always concerning.
So you're down by how many, do you think?
About 350.
Okay.
So that's a lot.
That will equate to a lot of dollars.
A lot of money. Yes.
Okay. And so, and that's something I know that you and your staff kind of study to figure out maybe where those families have gone to or where those students have gone to from previous years.
Yeah,
is that kind of the idea?
Our preschool is full. So it may be just one of those years where you just have low numbers, mm-hmm, but we've never seen them this low. So that's concerning. High school numbers, everybody else, like at Blanco, they're down, and Nabaani's down. So it's like a gap between
sure,
grade levels. So we're hopeful. And then they're all just kind of a little bit off of their numbers. So we're just watching it. We're kind of waiting to see. Sometimes they come after the Shiprock Fair,
mm-hmm,
and so that could be part of it. But I don't think we'll make up the numbers there. So we're starting to look at, you know, we're not going to be adding any positions, obviously, and then wondering about staffing next year and what
sure,
we're going to do.
So, gotcha.
Yeah.
But with, I guess, those preschool numbers full, I guess that tells you that this isn't maybe a long-term trend, maybe, and you'll see those
kindergarten numbers maybe
Yeah.
pop back up a little bit as those kids get older and start moving
We're
through the
hopeful
system.
that's the case.
Right.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Well, that's
So.
good to know. But good luck with all of that. And I know, again, for all districts, this 40th day is an important recording time across the
It's
state.
all your funding's based on the numbers, so.
Right. Speaking of funding, we talked briefly about this before we came on the air this morning, but that is the potential of a federal government shutdown at the end of this week or October 1st, when the new fiscal year is supposed to
Right.
start in Washington. But if there's no budget, then I guess there's no dollars, and that impacts maybe some federal programs that schools
Yes,
get.
our federal funding. The last time this happened, everything freezes, and basically, like Indian Health Services, they close their doors. So it can be really detrimental to what's going on with people's
Sure.
medical care, and with us, it would be funding for salaries and things like that. So we were
Certain positions, not all,
not
right? Certain
all,
positions
not
that are
all.
funded by
Yeah,
federal
they're
grants or
paid out of the
programs.
federal dollars.
Got
So
it.
we're looking at ways to sustain the employees until things kick back into gear, or what can happen. We did get a letter from our representative that there's potential for that. And so, yeah, it's a little concerning.
Right, because you don't want to just eliminate those positions for as
You
long as the shutdown is and then bring them
can't.
back. I
Yeah,
mean,
you
that
still have
seems a
kids
little
in school. You
right.
can't do that. So, and they have contracts as well.
Got
So,
it. You got
yeah.
to honor those.
What they do is they furlough them in other federal positions. So they just furlough them until the money comes back in. So they either get a long vacation without pay, which is
Right.
not comfortable for a lot of
No.
people, you know. So yeah, it's stressful.
But
It's
you're
really
not talking
stressful.
about doing that
No,
necessarily at this
no.
point. And but again, we don't know how long, if at all. They may still hash out an
Yeah,
agreement this week,
they
and
get figured out.
this conversation may be a moot point. But
That's
if
right.
not, there could be a shutdown. And then if it does happen, there's really no telling how long it goes. I think for in some years it's gone on for over a month in some cases, right? So you just don't know.
That I want to say probably how long ago was that? Probably about 10, maybe 11 years ago, I saw this happen. And at the time, I was working in Chama as an REC director, and I was trying to facilitate a program at the Indian Health Care Services, and they were closed, totally closed. So that was kind of surprising, you know, that that would be allowed, especially with the medical facility. But
Right.
that's what happens.
That is what happens. That's true. And so, again, you are kind of, I guess, getting ready for the potential if this is to happen, right? And then who knows? And I guess that's why it's important to have your kind of savings account, if you will, for just these types of emergencies, right? To be able to
Absolutely.
keep these programs going
Right.
until the federal dollars reimburse you, I suppose, is how that would happen, right?
Right. We probably would sustain our funding, but it's just when it comes in is the concern. And I think the government, you know, they're going to claw back any of that money that hasn't been spent. That's been the topic of discussion. And if you got any of that federal money during the pandemic and you haven't spent it, it's going back. It's reverting back. So.
Gotcha. And that is certainly, I guess, understandable. If districts haven't spent it, it's been a couple of years. But I know you spent Bluefield spent a lot of it, if not all of it, on a lot of important things that you did
We
to the
still
district.
have quite a bit left, and the problem was the supply chain
I
issues
see.
with HVAC systems and just all the equipment that you needed and any construction. It was very challenging to get things going. So that's part of the delay.
I see.
And so,
It's not like
yeah.
you don't want to spend it.
No,
It's
no.
just the other stuff's
And
happened.
we made plans to spend it. It's just timing of everything has been a challenge, but hopefully we'll be okay. But
Right.
some districts, I don't think they've been able to.
Gotcha. Well, everybody and their brother trying to buy new HVAC systems, right? And
Exactly.
everything else. And so that
Exactly.
puts a demand on the supplies that are out there. I also wanted to get an update from you on the Bloomfield Resource Center, which we've been talking about off and on the last few months. And it's been fun to watch and hear your updates on that project and just
Yes.
how impactful it has been already, I think, to families in the Bloomfield School District. Can you give us an update on how things are going
Yeah,
with construction and what have
it's
you?
real exciting. It's a, you know, community service center basically, and we were able to at the beginning of school give out school supplies, clothing, if they needed dry good foods that, they could take with them to about 1,000 families. And they took advantage of the day. And it was a little overwhelming, but it was exciting. And the facility is under construction right now to get it retrofitted. We're building a kind of like a shopping area where they can come and get clothes. And we do clothing drives, and a lot of people donate clothing to us, and then we do the school supplies. And we're gonna have an area where parents can utilize the technology and get on the computers if they need to, washer and dryer, just a place for if they need to have a meeting, they can meet. There is social services available. We coordinate with all the services in the area. And so it's gonna be a neat facility, and it's right now under construction with the federal dollars that we did get to provide services for our community. So we're hopeful that that will be complete by Christmas,
Okay,
and then we'll be,
exciting.
it's
Very
very
good.
exciting.
And you'll be able to do even more than you already have, I guess, once this construction is done. Is
Right.
that
Well,
the
we have to
hope?
restock everything.
Right.
That day that we had the families come, they cleaned it out. So we'll have to restock and get supplies back in there.
Okay.
We applied for some federal dollars, like for homeless students, and so we're utilizing those funds to purchase items for families. And so,
Gotcha.
yeah, it's a neat facility, and we're excited to be able to do that.
Nice. And for folks who maybe don't remember where it's going to be located or where it is located, where is
Yeah,
this going to happen?
it's on the back side of the junior high where we used to have the old shop building, and there'll be entrance and access to the facility once we get finished. So
Gotcha.
right now it's just a big garage door.
Right.
So
It's part of the construction, probably, right?
and so they will be putting in nice doors, and it's going to be nice. It's going to be
Very
something
good.
very nice.
And as you talk about restocking, are you able to accept donations maybe from folks who maybe want to help, or is this something that you're
Right
trying to
now
go
we're
through with your other
just
resources?
we would accept donations, absolutely.
Once you're up and running?
Once, well, we're running.
Okay.
We just had to move everybody to a different facility for right now.
I see.
But yes, we would accept donations. Any like businesses, if they want to get rid of their school supply overage or whatever, we would take anything they have.
Okay, good to know. And they can reach out to the district, I guess, if they
Yes,
want to do that
yep,
and figure
sure.
out how
We'll
to
connect them.
get it arranged. So good to know. Very good. Other things that you're working on this time of year? I mean, is it too early to start talking about budgets and looking ahead and things like that? I know when we talk about enrollment, right, that impacts your
Right,
budget.
right. We start looking at staffing and what we're going to be doing probably end of November, and kind of looking at numbers. And I'm looking at staffing right now, whether I need to move a teacher out of the kindergarten because we don't have enough students. But we're always looking at numbers versus availability of teachers.
Right.
So we're just looking at where we're at with the staffing right now. We're not going to add anyone or anything like that. And we always have hard to fill positions open, like in special education, social workers. There's always a
And
need.
I don't think you're alone in that. I think a lot of
No.
districts suffer from filling those types of positions. So you are certainly not alone. Other things watching maybe from the legislative session that's coming up early next year, is there anything that's
Well, this
sticking
is
out
a
just yet?
short session,
30
so
days.
it's yeah, it's purely
Budget.
financial budget stuff. And so we've put together a list of things we would like from the Superintendents Association and school districts. And then we have to start lobbying to get what we're asking for. So hopefully it will go well. But this is a fast one, so we
Right.
have to be on top of things.
Very true. Very true. With some of the things that we've seen happening the last few years, teacher salaries, for example, maybe benefits and things like that, and now it's kind of time to kind of settle in, does that seem to be helping a little bit in the retention and recruitment of
Yeah,
teachers? Or I
I
know the other
think
states kind
people
of
kind
followed
of
along.
I think people stayed on because they were like, oh, this is a nice healthy raise, it will help with my retirement
Okay.
eventually, because retirement's based on your last 5 highest years. And so yeah, people are kind of thinking, well, maybe I'll stick around for a couple more and get more in my retirement
Right.
fund. So
Okay.
yeah.
So that had the intended effect, I guess. But I know the other states around us kind of raised their salaries too. We were.
It's a race.
Yeah.
It really is. And I know that they'll probably, you know, ask for more money. I mean, the state right now is in a good place financially, but I always worry. I'm very conservative with how we spend that money. And I think we need to kind of watch what's going to happen with the federal government, because the federal dollars could go away. In fact, we've got a notification about federal funding being drastically cut.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of New Mexico would be devastated by that in education. So I think we need to be real careful about what we're doing.
Gotcha. Right. Understood. And I think that has been a couple of the maybe budget proposals or continuing resolution proposals in Congress, mm-hmm. right, is to maybe do some pretty drastic cuts in order to try to cut down on the deficit, which
right.
we understand right. why those would be proposed. But some of the cuts are pretty severe, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I don't quite understand cutting education in our own country and then supporting foreign countries.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Understood.
That makes sense.
Right. But the dollars are quite different, though, right? I mean, I think one is a lot more than the other.
Yeah.
In the numbers. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
And so that's something to watch for. Mm-hmm. Well, what's next? Keeping the football team in your minds? I know you're out there a lot rooting them on.
I went down to Valencia to watch the game, and they handled it well, and okay. it was a nice, beautiful evening and a wonderful New Mexico sunset. So it was a beautiful day, and mm-hmm. The kids did well. We have soccer going on, and cross country. We have like 35 students in cross country right now. So that's probably the most we've had in a long time. So that's exciting.
That's great.
That's something that you can do for the rest of your life. You know?
Right.
And encouraging the kids to participate in activities and get involved and get engaged with what's going on in the schools. So homecoming week's always fun. They dress up and then we have our big parade and everything. So it's a nice time of the year.
Very good. And that's all happening this week.
Yes.
Right? So mm-hmm. folks can get out and enjoy some of the activities. I know your choirs and theater programs are also revving up in the school year too. And so I know we'll start hearing some more about those groups, I think, as they start their performances
yeah,
and things.
This summer we were working on our auditorium, the roofing, and so we have phases going on. So we're
okay.
getting the roof replaced. We had some leak problems. And so, yes, and we and just I think we have a nice guitar club that has grown quite a bit. Our band has struggled since the pandemic because they weren't able to play their instruments.
Right.
And so we're having a hard time getting those kids back into the system. But we're continuing on working on that. And then in choir, they go and compete. And
that's right.
They participate in programs. And the band competed at Fort Lewis College. They have a nice competition up there. And several of our kids got scholarships there. So that's a good opportunity. And yeah, we're always looking at, and our ROTC program's big, and
right.
they're doing well, and they go and compete as well. So we try to support all the kids in whatever extracurricular activities they want to do. And then FFA is another one that,
sure.
That they're involved in with headed to the state capitol during the FFA week and,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing things that are kids will remember.
Right.
And
well, the fair, of course, is maybe the highlight of the year for
right.
some of those
for
students,
us.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
We had quite a few students do very well. Made the cell or like reserve champion in the Lambs. And so we had some success there as well.
That's
so
terrific.
It was nice.
Well, and great that the district can provide all these different extracurricular things
mm-hmm.
for your students, which I know is an important thing besides just the classroom learning.
Right.
All these other
right.
extra things is important too. So
yeah.
It's great to talk about those. Wonderful. Dr. Mizell, thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
It's always great to catch up with you and hear what's going on at Bloomfield Schools and the Blue Crush.
Yes.
We'll watch.
Watch out for the Blue Crush.
Okay.
That's our defense. They're awesome.
There you go. Thank you for being here.
Uh-huh.
Good
Thank
to see you.
You.
That's Dr. Kim Mizell, Superintendent of Schools with the Bloomfield School District, my guest right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.